¡Órale!
Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP Podcast. I'm your host, Jorge Martin, and it is week six, la semana seis, waiver wires. It's time for los pickups. Yes, I know. I know. It's that basically pretty much that tribute that I do to my pops. He used to call his truck a pickup. So, hey. We're going to have the week six pickups, B pickups from now on. Everybody, we got some players who are plenty cool. There's somebody that you really need to be keeping an eye on. Ponerlo en la mira. There are players that you need to pick up because you know what? It's bye, bye, bye. Four teams are on bye this week. So we're looking at plenty of players who are going to be sitting down. You know, you've got the Falcons, the Jets. I know, not a lot of players, but hey, you know what? Kyle Pitts really showed up for everybody, and Calvin Ridley. You don't want to be missing out on him. The Saints and also the 49ers. So there are definitely some ballers out there. Debo Samuel on there. So there are players that you need to pick up to look at replacing them for the week for esta semana. But first off, everybody, make sure you give us on YouTube, you give us a like, give us thumbs up, un dedito para arriba, not this. And please make sure to subscribe to the Familia FFP podcast on YouTube. Also make sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at Familia FFP. Also, you find me at Jorge Martin 17 and also our original content at familiaffb.com. So we are going to start with los quarterbacks. And let me tell you something. There are not a lot of streaming options this week if you're looking at doing that. But you know what? There are a couple players. One guy showed up last night like you would not believe. Carson Wentz, 402 yards on completing 25 of 35 passes for two touchdowns. This is his first game where he really, really broke out. It looked like he was throwing. It looks like he was throwing in his good old days. And los días de antes, when he was in Philly, when he was an MVP candidate, he looked really good. You know, coming off of two sprained ankles, he looked pretty fluid. He did not look like he was having any issues. He's got Houston this week. This is one of the worst defenses against fantasy quarterbacks. Let me tell you something. He's only rostered in 15% of Yahoo leagues. If you picked up Trey Lance thinking you're going to ride him for the rest of the way, Carson Wentz is a guy to pick up. Another guy you want to look at, Taylor Heinicke. He's owned in 16% of leagues. He's going up against Kansas City. They are number 32 against quarterbacks in fantasy. And they are giving up 308.6 yards passing and also 47.2 yards rushing. So this is a guy who's got a little bit of a Konami code to him. He's gonna run a little bit. This is going to be a shootout. The Washington defense is not stopping the pass. And you think that Patrick Mahomes is going to be taking it lightly that his team got beat up on last week? No. He is going to be plenty fired up. This is going to be a game where they're going to be throwing a lot. And you know what? You got to figure that these guys are, that the Washington football team is going to be throwing plenty. They're going to have to do that to keep up. And let's look at also. Okay. Let me see. We are also going to be looking at the running backs, and there are a few that we need to keep an eye on. One of them in particular, Devontae Booker, New York Giants. He's only rostered in 99% of leagues. Now, he's got a tough matchup. The Rams, they haven't been the gangbusters that they were on defense last year, but they're still that man number 99 in the middle, and he is defending the run. Now, Booker got the ball 19 times last week. He got 16 rush attempts, three receptions, four targets. So a total of 58 yards, but he got two touchdowns last week. You know what? And if you all saw that golf ball that Saquon Barkley had on the side of his ankle, ay Dios mío, eso duele, ay Dios mío, como me hace cosa to see something like that. The Rams are number 17 against the running back, so they are giving up some runs. So, and this game is in New York. It's that dreaded 10 a.m. game on the East Coast for the West Coast team. So look at that. Look at Booker. Spend some fab on him. Another guy you want to look at spending some fab on is Darrell Williams. He's for Kansas City. He's going to be taking over for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, as we like to call him sometimes. you know, he's going to be out multiple weeks. Getting carried off the field like he did, I mean, it did not look good. Thankfully, it's a knee sprain. Now, let's look back at last year. Nick Chubb missed about 4 weeks, and then he was fine. So there's no surgery involved for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So everybody who you've got him, put him on IR. You've got him. You'll have him hopefully for the fantasy playoffs. But if you're looking to replace him for now, get Darrell Williams. He's only owned in 20% of leagues. He only had eight touches last week, five rush attempts, three receptions, total of 45 yards. But this is going to be the guy, and you want a piece of this Kansas City offense. They are always going to be scoring points. Don't worry about that record so far. This is still one of the best offenses, if not the best offense in the league. Another guy who's muy interesante, Khalil Herbert of the Chicago Bears. They're playing the Green Bay Packers this week. He's rostered in 19% of leagues. He actually had the advantage in number of carries last week over Damian Williams. Now, remember, they're both subbing in for David Montgomery, who was the lead caballo for the Bears. Now, he had 18 carries last week as opposed to Damian Williams, who had 16. The snaps were almost dead even. Again, Herbert with 34, Williams at 31. So Herbert, if Williams is already gone, Herbert's a guy to keep an eye on. Maybe he's a flex advantage for you this week, but he is someone that you want to be looking to target this week. You know, but speaking of targets, he did not get any last week. So that's something to maybe temper your enthusiasm, maybe make you a little bit, take a little step backward. But again, if you need a running back, if you need a flex play this week, Herbert may be the guy. And again, the Packers just got lit up for 133 total yards by the running backs from Cincinnati last week. Now, they're a little bit better against running backs this year. They're only number 16, but you know, last year they were down among the 10 worst defenses against the running backs. But again, this is a funnel defense. They're banged up in the secondary. There are possibilities here. And again, rivalry game. Bears-Packers, oldest rivalry in NFL history. So, and it's in Chicago, so they're going to be looking at establishing the run in their backyard. Another guy to think about, keep an eye on, because we haven't heard anything definitive about the guy playing in front of him, Alex Collins of the Seahawks. Now, remember, he got the start last week. He got 15 carries for 47 yards. Also got caught two of three targets for another 25 yards. So, okay game. Did not find the end zone. But again, if Chris Carson is out another week with that neck injury, this is your guy. Now, it's a little bit of a tough matchup. Not a little bit, a lot of a tough matchup. That Pittsburgh defense, they do not play. And it's in Heinz Field. So they're number four against fantasy running backs. But again, you want to look at him and see that he may be a guy that you have for multiple weeks. Again, that Seahawks offense is a little bit in flux because of the fact that Russell Wilson's out. But again, you need a running back. You can do a lot worse than Alex Collins. Another guy to keep an eye on, Ramondre Stevenson. He's only rostered in 7% of leagues. Now, he got 11 carries last week, only 23 yards. But again, going up against Dallas, it's kind of a middle-of-the-road offense. And the other thing that you want to keep in mind is the fact that Damian Harris is out. He suffered some chest and rib injuries in the last game. So you're looking at someone who's possibly going to be with Ramondre Stevenson, he might have an increased workload. Now, again, the Dallas defense, where are they? They're a little bit better this year. They're number six against fantasy running backs. Again, they're much better. It's a big step up for Dallas. But again, this is a game that is happening in New England. So, you know, strange things happen in New England, you know, so we all know that, familia. So look at him as a possibility. Let's go to the wide receivers. The guy who is the thumbnail on this chat, Kadarius Toney. Toney. He's rostered in 18% of leagues. I mean, 10 receptions. He had 13 targets, 189 yards. I mean, he was stopping and starting like crazy. I mean, he was doing things like one and another player in this league. He also showed some yard after the catch ability that was very, very reminiscent of a certain guy named AJ Brown, who was one of the stud receivers last year and someone that to really, who's a trade target. He is a trade target for you. But again, Kadarius Toney, he is a guy that is going to, because of the fact that not only is he really, did he show some incredible skills, but you're also looking at a guy who is going to be playing, the rest of the wide receiver core is pretty banged up for the Giants. And another thing, the Rams suffered an injury to their secondary. So again, maybe Jalen Ramsey sticks to him. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he only takes him some time. But again, Kadarius Toney is a guy to keep an eye on and grab on your roster for the rest of the season. Another good rest of the season player is Darnell Mooney. So, you know, Ja'Marr Chase went for 10 catches for 159 yards against that Green Bay defense, which just put Jaire Alexander on IR last week. So again, you're looking at him. He is kind of that deep ball threat. You know, he's coming off. He's getting plenty of targets. And the other thing, the snaps. You look at him and Allen Robinson. I know a lot of people have been not liking Allen Robinson. Again, you know, he's getting 53 snaps, whereas Allen Robinson's getting 49. Routes, you had 22 run by Mooney, 21 by Robinson. This is the lead receiver for this team. So you definitely want to be looking at him. And again, he has that deep ball ability that you want to look at that Justin Fields showed when he was at Ohio State. Darnell Mooney is the guy who's going to be going after him. All right. So vamonos. Let's keep looking at Rondale Moore. Okay. He's rostered in 40% of leagues, and you know, he definitely showed some great things, but his routes and his snaps are increasing. Last week he was third in routes with 20 behind DeAndre Hopkins, behind AJ Green. He caught 5 of 6 targets for 59 yards. Now the Browns lost Denzel Ward to injury last week, their number one cornerback. So, and they also had another quarterback who was out for the game. So their secondary is kind of banged up, and they definitely got torched by the Chargers. So is there some possibility here? Now this game is at Cleveland, so familia, you got to keep an eye on the weather. There has been some weather issues, but from right now it looks like it's going to be sunny skies. And the other thing, there may be more targets for him because Max Williams just got lost for the season. So, you know, this is a great offense, but it is pretty spread out. DeAndre Hopkins looks like he's getting back to full health. So, you know, he made that incredible catch for a touchdown last week. So again, you know, Moore is that secondary guy in a big offense, and that's going to score some points. And, you know, Cleveland showed that they could come back on a team, that this is a good offense, and, you know, both with the run and the pass. So again, look at Moore as a possibility. A couple more. Tim Patrick. Okay. He's got 9 and 8 targets in the last 2 weeks. Last week, he caught seven out of nine targets for 89 yards against Pittsburgh. That's a really good defense that he's doing it. Now, his snaps were 40 to 37 for 40 for Cortland Sutton, 37 for Tim Patrick. So he's up there with the snap leaders for his team. Jerry Jeudy's still nowhere near coming back. But, and again, the Raiders, things are going to be weird with the Raiders for a little while, maybe even for the rest of the season. So you're looking at, so this is a rivalry game. This is going to be in Denver. Maybe this is a week that they could pick them off because of the fact that, you know, with the coaching change. So Ron, so you want Tim Patrick as a guy to just have on your roster because of the fact that, you know, you may need somebody for the bye weeks. Another guy to kind of keep an eye on, Amon-Ra St. Brown, only rostered in 4% of leagues. Now, he's got 8 targets in each of the last 2 games. He's running the slot. Cincinnati just got torched for 206 yards by Davante Adams. Now, familia, I know. I'm not even putting him in the same sentence. I'm not putting him in the same paragraph. I'm not putting him in the same story as Davante Adams. But again, Cincinnati's defense it has shown some vulnerability. And again, this is a game that's in Detroit. So on the fast record, Detroit. So let's keep an eye on Brown, St. Brown, as somebody who's going to be, who could potentially help your team this week. Last receiver to talk about, Paris Campbell. I talked about him a lot in the offseason. He's rostered in 4% of leagues. He's going up against Houston. The Texans are among the bottom feeders against the wide receivers. On Monday Night Football, anoche, he caught 4 of 6 targets for 56 yards. So he's getting some balls with some possibility to get some yak going on to let him be a playmaker. Paris Campbell, again, going up against Houston, maybe somebody you want to grab and put into a flex, or if you get a deeper league with multiple flex options, Campbell is a guy. I've got him on a couple of my deeper rosters. You want to be looking at him. Tight ends. Now, there are surprisingly some options here, familia. You got Hunter Henry going up against Dallas this week. They're number 23 against the tight ends, and it's looking like he is the guy, the tight end to roster from New England. Okay, both he and Jonnu Smith had 40 snaps last week, but let's look at the routes run. Jonnu Smith ran 8 routes. Hunter Henry, 25. That's a lot. That's a lot more. Targets, Jonnu Smith, 2. Hunter Henry, 8. So he is the guy who's getting more playing time, more routes. He's getting the important. He's getting targeted in this game. So in this offense. And again, this game is in New England. Maybe you want to get a little loco and you pick a Mac Jones. You get yourself an instant stack right there with these two guys. Kind of a cheap stack. Maybe something to think about for DFS later in the week. So we'll be talking about that one. A couple more. We got Ricky Seals-Jones. He ran the most. He was on the most snaps last week. 82 for the Washington football team. He ran 42 routes. He had 9 targets. Second on the team to Terry McLaurin. So again, you're looking at a guy who is going up against Kansas City, and Dawson Knox just went crazy on them. Just went loco. 3 catches, 117 yards, and a touchdown. Ricky Seals-Jones, you know, there's a possibility. Getting back to Kansas City, they're number 29 against the tight end. So look at him as una posibilidad this week. Last one. Anybody like the Three Stooges? Hey, Mo! Mo Alie-Cox. He's rostered only 4% of leagues. Who's he playing? Houston. Number 32 against the tight end. He's running more routes than the other tight ends for Indianapolis. He only had 4 targets last week, but he turned them into 3 catches for 50 yards. That is a possibility. And you know he's got that jump ball ability because, hey, by the way, familia, just a little secret. He played basketball. Nobody knows this about him. No, again, there is the possibility for catching a touchdown or two. He's caught a couple touchdowns this week. So look at him as a possibility. Bueno, familia, eso es todo for our show. Thanks to YouTube for putting my face out there and letting our familia community can interact and get some information for the waiver wire for to put our program out there. Also, make sure you're following up on Anchor for our hosting network, where you could follow us on Apple, Google, Spotify. Please subscribe. Again, back to YouTube. Make sure to like and subscribe this. We love to see this. We'd love to see these numbers kind of go up so we can maybe stop doing this for free. Por favor, por favor, por favor. Make sure to find original content at familiaffb.com. I'm going to be pushing out my original content, including this, at Jorge Martin 17 on Twitter. You can also follow @familiaffb on Twitter and Instagram. And don't forget, we're also live on Facebook. Orale, Facebook, familia. Familia FFB on Facebook. Again, remember, have a great waiver wire tonight. Make sure to make some good choices. Hopefully this was helpful to you. Please make sure, again, subscribe to our YouTube page. And remember, todos somos familia. Salud.